This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who are Johnny Appleseed aficionados, you probably already know that Johnny Appleseed, it was really John Chapman. He was a real person. And sometimes there are two Johnny Appleseed days a year. One today, which is supposedly the day he died, and also September 26th, which is apparently the day he was born in 1774. And the legend is basically true. He was a nurseryman who cared enormously about apples, and he was fascinated by the West. Now, understand that during his lifetime, West was Ohio, right? Michigan, Indiana, Illinois. We're not talking California or Arizona, folks, or Colorado. We're talking what we would really consider, at very least, what I don't think anybody considers Ohio West, do they?
Not that I know of.
Only if you live in New York. Only if you're Johnny Appleseed. He apparently was a very religious dude, and he really did take, he had a very simple life, didn't take money for things, was just kind of an inspiring kind of guy. He supposedly, he was born in 74, which would make it, 26, 45. So he lived to 71, which in those days was very old. Right?
Yeah.
71 years old, yeah. In 1774. Yeah. I mean, you have to remember the life expectancy, average life expectancy in 1900 was 48 years old.
Right.
And this was in 1845. So that was extraordinary. I guess walking around, yeah, and eating apples all the time. An apple a day really did keep Johnny Appleseed alive. All right, so the idea being, it's a little hard to know exactly what was going on, because the legends tend to get larger than life.
Right.
And we know that he actually was born in 1774. They're saying the date was not formally recorded, and the date of his death is disputed. Now, who's going to argue with it? He supposedly died of winter plague. I don't know exactly what that would mean. So there you go. So today is the disputed day. And, you know, and to a certain extent, September seems like a more appropriate time to celebrate that kind of thing anyway, don't you think? I mean, September, yeah, seems more like an apple kind of season. So there we go. All right, 855-993-7569. So everybody should go out and have apple pan dowdy. Actually, you could have apple anything, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had apple pan dowdy?
No, I have not had the pleasure.
I went to, for a couple of years, I went to school in Pennsylvania, so in Amish country.
Hmm.
The Constitution of the Confederate States of America was adopted on this day in 1861. The Great Blizzard of 1888 obviously happened in 1888 on this day. Now think about how late it is in the season. It began along the eastern seaboard of the United States, shutting down commerce and killing more than 400 people. Think of how late in the season this is, a major blizzard.
Jeez.
In 1927, this is kind of interesting as far as I'm concerned, Samuel Roxy Rothafel opened the Roxy Theater. Now, that Roxy apparently was his middle name as opposed to the Rothafel Theater. Roxy is probably a better name for a theater. In 2011 on this day, an earthquake measuring 9.0 magnitude strikes just outside of Japan. I know about this because my nephew was in Japan, and we actually called him on that day, on this day in 2011, to see how he was doing. And he reported back. Today was the day, but I think it was tomorrow. It was the next day that we actually ended up talking to him, because you couldn't get through.
Right.
There was a tsunami killing thousands of people, and this event triggered the second largest nuclear accident in history. one of only two events to be classified as a level 7 on the International Nuclear Event Scale. There was a movie that had this. I'm trying to remember the name of the movie, but that had both events on it. So this is a kind of a cataclysmic day in a lot of ways, and we're not sure. Johnny Appleseed sort of seems to me a calming presence. And so let's believe that this was the day that he actually died, and we can celebrate it, if nothing else, because it offsets the idea of tsunamis and earthquakes and blizzards and the Confederate States of America. I mean, that was cataclysmic for the United States. You have to remember, the United States lost more people in the Civil War than we lost in all the rest of the wars combined, because we were both sides. Civil wars are awful.
Yep.
I mean, wars are awful, but civil wars are particularly awful. And being a Southern girl, everybody should. Have you ever been to Gettysburg, Blake?
I have not.
I gotta get. I swear, I'm gonna organize a trip for you and Manny and Jacob, and I'm gonna take you all to Gettysburg and to D.C.
All right,
we'll do our little patriotic. I love Gettysburg. It will break your heart, and Washington D.C. is just plain fun. There's so many things to see and do there, and I'll take you to Ford Theater, and we'll go to the Spy Museum, and we'll have fun.
Awesome, let's do it.
Right, we'll go to the White House. I guess they've got White House tours again now. I haven't been to the White House for a while. All right, I thought what we would do is talk about cloning, just because. Then did you see this week they're planning on cloning a 12,000-year-old lion?
Yeah, I heard.
Now
about
you
that.
Might ask yourself why the hell you would do that, and I don't actually have a good answer, except maybe the Edmund Hillary thing. It's there. They found apparently two lion cubs that were frozen. So they were fairly intact, and DNA is, I guess, forever. And so they're talking about cloning it.
Wow.
I don't know. It does sort of sound like Jurassic Park a little
right.
bit to me. So do you have any feeling about cloning one way or the other? They clone all sorts of stuff, right?
I am totally for it because, I mean, from my knowledge, cloning kind of goes into, like, stem cell research too, right?
Yeah, well, there, as you pointed, there are a number of different ways they clone genes. They clone, basically, you can clone anything.
Right.
Now,
and
they clone human being. And we don't have a cloned human being. We had a cloned sheep. Remember Daisy?
Oh, yeah.
They've cloned, genetically modified seeds are clones. So cloning, yeah. I mean, a huge issue in medical research these days.
I think it's okay. As long as, like, you don't get into the whole, like, you're creating, like, slaves or anything like that. But I think, for the most part, cloning is pretty ethically good.
Well, people are certainly keeping an eye on it. It is something that has gotten a lot of people's imagination. So one of the things, if you could clone anything other than yourself. Because if I say, would you clone? People say, well, I want to clone myself because then I would get more done. Okay, yeah, okay, got it. I'm trying to inspire you guys to new levels of creativity. So what would you clone if you could clone anything?
I mean, it sounds kind of corny, but I would try to just reclone food. think of all the countries that are just, like, starving, you know. I mean, I wouldn't benefit from anything else being cloned, so...
Well, I know people, and there actually have been, apparently, in Japan, people have cloned animals, dogs, where they had a dog, a beloved dog, and they've cloned it.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive.
I've heard, like, meat is now a thing where they're trying to clone in utero. Is that the right term? So you don't have to slaughter an animal. You can just...
Oh, really?
They clone the DNA, and it's like... They
grow
the meat itself right there without having.
Well,
to, like,
it's not only that you wouldn't have to slaughter the animal. Well, except the animal. One of the issues about carbon footprints is that cows take up a huge carbon footprint.
Right.
They poop out methane, but they also eat a lot of grass, and you need a lot of lot of land. So, what can I tell you? All right, so we'll look a little bit at cloning when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi. You know, you were talking about ads.
Right.
And the one that just kind of blows my mind is the toilet paper ad, where automatically if you use that brand, you feel cleaner. And I could never figure that out because I didn't know that was an issue with people, that they walk away from the bathroom thinking, oh, I just don't feel that clean. I should switch out my toilet paper. And I've never had an issue with my toilet paper.
Well, Pamela, clearly you need to be educated about this.
I know. and I thought, did they do market research to figure this out? I just never knew. And I figured as long as it's unscented, 2-ply, I'm good to go.
Well, still you. Do you know what? There was actually, somebody called me up. A pharmaceutical company called me up and said, would I be willing to go talk about, did I have this particular syndrome? And I said, what are you talking about? And they said, well, don't you know? Like I was stupid. So sometimes advertisers in particular will make up a syndrome, or make up, this one is, it's actually fair. Well, I suppose I can, it's called restless leg syndrome. There is no such thing.
Oh.
There is no such thing. But they have a medication for it. So what advertising will do is create an artificial need. I mean, if you're satisfying a need, that's one thing. But if there's no need to satisfy, then you create an artificial need, which is, Pamela, you probably weren't aware, but you could be unclean. And you know what? Come to us because we can take care of the problem. I mean, it's kind of horrifying, but we live in a capitalist society that will create a market for something. I mean, it's one of the reasons why all of us worry about our weight. And I mean, my favorite is the car that'll make you sexy. Remember that one? The kind of dowdy woman who all of a sudden starts driving. I think it was a Mustang. Mustang makes it happen. That somehow she goes into the phone booth and turns into this sexy babe because of her car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I had seen this one, this supermodel, quote unquote. She said they'll use 20 different products on a model's eyelashes to sell one.
Well, you know, what was it? Jamie Lee Curtis, whom I actually interviewed at one point, and I interviewed her mom, who's great as well. And she did this really brave thing, is that she was posing for a magazine ad, and so they had her, you know, all gorged up. And then what she did was she posed before they did any of this stuff. And apparently not only had they airbrushed the ad, but they'd also done all this stuff and the special lighting and whatever. And I thought that, I, to be quite honest, I think she never got another job in the movies. But I thought it was such a brave thing to do, to say, look, they're selling you something that is not real. They're selling you an image that is impossible. And, I mean, she's certainly an attractive woman, and she's always been viewed as an attractive woman. And she said, you know, you're all being sold a bill of goods. And I thought it was an incredibly brave, vaguely suicidal thing to do, but I thought it was. And Joan Rivers, if you look at the documentary, that opening scene with her, I didn't even know it was Joan, and I've known Joan for years. And apparently she signed off that she didn't actually have permission to, because I don't know that she'd kept the censor in control, that she would have let that go through, because it's an alarming picture of her. She's in a makeup chair without any makeup on whatsoever and without her hair done. And she is not recognizable as Joan Rivers. So
I would like to have just one magazine out on the stands where the Photoshop is extremely limited. Where, you know, the models, it's just everyday people. And
well, you know who's doing a good job on that, and I'm perfectly willing to give them credit for it and actually mention them by name, which is Dove. And their ads have real people in them. And they do, if any photoshopping, as you say, they do a minimal amount. And sort of trying to stem that tide of not only unrealistic expectations, but anorexia. And, I mean, cosmetics are a multi-billion-dollar company. And interestingly enough, the fastest-growing group of consumers in in cosmetics are men. So they're getting sucked into the same kind of awfulness that we're getting sucked into, is that where you have to look and Grecian formula, and you have to look young, and they're also the fastest increasing group of people who are getting plastic surgery are men.
Yeah, I did see an article on the internet where this high end fashion designer is now putting out a line of cosmetics for men.
Yeah, a lot of them. Well, and men's cologne. Yeah. We call it cologne. I mean, what you could call it is perfume, or at least scent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we're all being sold the same kind of whatever we smell like or look like is not attractive and not going to make us lovable and not going to make us attractive to the opposite sex. So, but don't worry, there's a product that will cure that for us.
Yes, I can't wait to see it.
Well, Pamela, hopefully you've taken care of that other problem. So,
yeah, the problem I never knew I had.
Yeah, well, of course you didn't. I mean, if you knew you had it, you probably could have done something about it. But don't worry, Madison Avenue will take care of it for you. Don't you feel better already?
I feel cleaner already.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Do you know what? We're probably never going to get that product to sponsor my program, but I think I can probably live without it.
Yeah.
And so can
you.
Thank you
for your time.
Thanks, Pamela.
I understand, before I get a deluge of mail about restless leg syndrome, there's restless leg is a symptom. It is not a syndrome. And as I said, it's really an alarming kind of thing because, first of all, that whole issue about pharmaceutical companies, I've told you the statistic before that America is 5% of the population of the world and we use 75% of the world's prescription drugs. Think about that for a moment. And what does the end of every commercial say? Ask your doctor. The pharmaceutical companies are the medical equivalent of, not the middle equivalent, they are the lobbyists of the medical profession. They serve the same function that lobbyists in D.C. do for tobacco and oil and pharmaceutical companies and farmers and all sorts of things. We like to think of our doctors as making decisions based on ethical principles, which hopefully most of them do, but doctors are busy. They tend to not necessarily keep hugely up to date, especially with new medications. And so a drug representative saying, hey, look, we've got this new thing. We'll give you some samples and see how your patients like it. And we're going to spend all – and when somebody comes in and says, hey, what about this drug? And somebody has just dropped off some samples, doctor very well may say, well, here, do you want to try this? One of the things that's fascinating to me is that my program has been carried for years in Canada, but a lot of my affiliates in Canada delay the program because they have to strip out the commercials that have anything to do with drugs, because Canada does not, as most countries do not, allow direct consumer direct advertising to consumers, because we don't have the ability to evaluate whether this drug is useful, whether it's more efficacious than a older drug that's been tested more or that has fewer side effects or all sorts of things. So be careful about these kinds of things. The nice thing about the internet is that there's a lot of information. Some of it's accurate, some of it's not. But do a little research rather than going to your doctor and saying, hey, I just read about this great new drug. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was, it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, Call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We were talking about middle names, and somebody just sent me an email that said that they had put NMN, which is no middle name. And the form came back saying Norman, which is mine. Mine was NMI, which is no middle initial, and it came back M. So I don't know what that means. But and then you have to call up and say, no, that's not my, you know, I don't, my middle name is not M. I've also told the story before that for a long time, my Massachusetts driver's license was misspelled. I think they put J-O-Y-E, because Brown has an E on the end of it. So people just float the E wherever they want. And so I think it was J-O-Y-E-B-R-O-W-N-E. So I went to get my license renewed, and I stood in line to get my eyes checked. And I said, oh, by the way, there's a typo on my license. You know, it's my name is not J-O-Y-E, it's J-O-Y. They said, name change the third floor. And I said, no, it's not name change. My name has always been Joy. It's misspelled. Had to go up. And as I said, I happened to be pregnant at the time, and it was hot, and I was number like 73 in line, and they were on like number 4. And I finally got up there, and the guy decided he was going to take a break.
Oh.
This is why people love the DMV. And I went up and I said, I'm pregnant. I've been on lunch hour for 2.5 hours. If you don't take care of my phone, or the first thing he said was, I think what he said, he didn't take a lunch break yet. I was next in line. I went up and I said, my name is Joy, not J-O-E. He said, well, you need some documentation. I said, like what? And he said, of course, a driver's license. At which point, and walked away. And was going to take a lunch break. And I said, I am pregnant. I have been here for 2.5 hours. I'm on a lunch break. If you don't change my license right now, I'm going to throw up on your counter. This is a true story, which is a little thuggish of my part. And I'm not sure I could have actually thrown up. But he believed I could. And guess what? My license is now says J-O-Y.
There you go.
When in doubt, it turns out, threatening to throw up. I actually had a client who was about to be raped, and she said, I'm going to throw up. And it turns out that that's an anti-rape thing as well. I'm not sure that I would count on it, but it turns out that, right, that people who are not afraid of a whole lot of things apparently do not are willing to have, never mind, it's probably to be rolfed on. All right. Let's talk about what people would clone or who they would clone or how they would deal with cloning.
Yeah, so we have Chris that says that she would clone her best friend.
So why? I mean, so you get the same friend double the amount of time? Does she not have enough time for you? I don't quite get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume that's what it is. Typically, from my understanding, people are just like, oh, so I can see you more, or whatever.
I guess. Folks, the more information you can give me, the more I'll understand your response, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. All right, keep going.
Denise has the same answer, but she explains, we can always use more friends, so why not have it more best friends?
Well, either that or you could have friends who are twins.
That
would work. It was in Girl Scouts. I'm trying to remember which grade it was in. Maybe third or fourth grade. The Baker twins were my best friends. Anne and what was the other one's name? I can see Anne and what was the other one? I don't know. I'll think of it. It wasn't Sarah. But and they were fraternal twins. They were not identical twins. And one was really significantly prettier than the other one. But I liked the one who wasn't quite as pretty. But one of the reasons I was in Girl Scouts with them, I think it may even have been in Brownies with them. But we put on a fair, a carnival, to raise money for the Red Cross. There was a flood or something. And so we raised money, and we had a backyard carnival. They had a big sister, too. And they took ballet lessons. So they had tutus. And I remember they loaned me a tutu for the backyard, and I think I was in the kissing booth. I don't think I made a lot of money, but I was thrilled about the tutu. And Kathy, you know, Kathy Baker's the actress. May have been Anne and Kathy. Maybe Anne and Carol, I think. Anne and Carol sounds more reasonable, because I think Kathy Baker is there. And Kathy Bates are the actors. I think it was Anne and Carol, and their big sister. There we go. Sorry. Talking about cloning friends. All right. But I did have... They were both my friend.
Yeah, and Jennifer is the last one here. Jennifer says, I came up with the best answer I could. However, in the end, it doesn't matter because the consciousness would be different. The body may look similar, but the conscious or the soul is always unique. Basically would be a physical twin of whomever, but a lotto on whose consciousness we live. Now, if you could clone not only the body, but have that person's soul be an expansion of themselves, that would be something. Having touched on all that philosophical depth, on the mundane level, please just give me another Michael Cera of my very own.
Michael Cera, huh? Okay, you got it. All right, so, but that does beg the question, doesn't it? Of if you clone somebody, is the DNA the same? Or is the DNA by definition is the same? Is the soul the same? Where does the soul come from? If your soul is somehow a part of your DNA, I mean, we'd have to talk about not only does the soul exist, where does it come from? Is it unique? Is it DNA-based? Interesting philosophical questions. Because, I don't know. I mean, the most interesting experiment that I ever saw about with respect to the soul was done in Sweden. And what they did was they put... It's kind of a little macabre, but it's kind of interesting as well, as far as I'm concerned. What they did was they put a scale, a very sensitive scale, underneath people's mattresses who were terminal. And what they felt was that at the moment where people died, that their soul obviously left their body, and that their weight went down a little bit. Now, you could argue that if, as you expire, literally, you breathe out, that's what the word expire means, that there would be less air in your lungs, and therefore air weighs something, and therefore that would be the change in weight. But what people felt, number one, was that was the weight, that it was proof that their soul exists. Number two, how much the soul weighed. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't a whole lot. And so that was the experiment. Which is kind of interesting. You know, I don't know how you can certainly replicate it, and it has been replicated, but how you verify it, interesting question. We'll leave that for another day, all right? But it is an interesting, if you're going to talk about cloning, what does that mean about, I mean, personality as well as soul, sense of humor, perspective. Interesting stuff, yes? Memory?
Yeah.
855-993-7569. Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How am I going to help you today?
I'm calling because I'm in a relationship that I've been in for a year, and my boyfriend has a son who is 9 years old, and he's been divorced for 7 years now. And last time, his son and I have a 9-year-old daughter, they were getting along fine, and then his ex-wife started telling the son stories, and then now, last time we went out, he went on a hunger strike, like, for 6 hours until we went back, and he won't do anything with my daughter, he won't talk to me, he won't talk to my daughter. And
did you ask him what the problem was, Anna?
The son, I just told him one day, last time I saw him, or the time before, I told him, I'm really sorry about everything that you're going through. And then he, like, looked at me with these very, very sad eyes. So it wasn't like, I don't like her, or if you weren't here, it would be much better. But I think he's, like, caught in the middle, because we were all getting along fine. And I think, like, the father doesn't really know how to handle the situation. Last time we went on that trip, the son was, like, upset because his mother tells him, I don't want you talking to her, I don't want you being with them, tell your father you don't want to be with them. And then the son rode in the front seat because he's kind of big, and then the father said, let him ride in the front seat. So this was an hour trip that was about 2 hours, and the son was riding in the front seat the whole time, and I was in the back seat with my daughter. So he's, like, kind of playing into the whole thing, like she's saying that you're trying to take her place, so let's try to not make him feel like you're taking the ex-wife's place, and things like that are going on.
Right, I hear. Let me put you on hold for a minute. See if there was a precipitating factor, because if you've been dating him for a year, and they've been divorced for 7 years, see if you can figure out what may have caused this, all right? I'll be back to you in just a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we're talking with Anna, who is dating a guy. They both have 9-year-olds. He's been divorced 7 years. Anna, how long have you been divorced?
For 7 years, too.
Good. Okay. So what changed in your relationship? Because if something changed, something's very likely changed. Are the two of you engaged? Are you moving in together?
Yeah.
What's going on?
No, we're not engaged. No, the thing is that before we were, that like the son would share with my daughter like as friends, and then when the ex-wife found out that we were dating, and then let's say for like maybe 3 times that we saw each other after that, they were getting along fine. I guess when she got wind of all that, then she kind of like started doing things. First when she found out we were dating, she started telling the son, she told the father that the son said he wanted to kill himself. And then after that, then that's when the kids got along fine. So then I guess she started telling him to do things so that we won't, I don't know what she's trying to accomplish, for us not to get along, which the father basically is saying, I can't have him like shut down, and he goes into his room if I go over to the house. And,
okay, the, all right. The first, all right. Let me say a couple things to you, which you're probably not going to be thrilled about.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you certainly can date each other for whatever reason. The kid, this is being stressful for his 9-year-old, and may even be stressful for your 9-year-old. The two of you can date without involving the kids. And I know it requires a little bit more balancing, and because you have responsibilities to your kids, spending time with your kids, but it doesn't have to be a family situation right now. And it may be premature. The two of you, it's perfectly fine for the two of you to be dating, but don't involve the kids. The two of you can go out together, going on vacations together. For whatever reason, I'm not crazy about doing it because kids don't get dating. They get attached. And it may have been something as simple, Anna, as your boyfriend's 9-year-old saying, well, Anna looks better in a bathing suit or something. I mean, it could have been anything. But for right now, so get the kids out of the equation, your kid as well as his kid, and see each other when you can, when the two of you have time with your kids, spend time with your kids so they'll feel important. It doesn't have to be a family situation, and I, for whatever reason, it's not working right now. When someone says a kid threatens to kill himself, you need to take that seriously. Mom may or may not be overreacting, but it's time to find the 9-year-old, his 9-year-old, and maybe even your 9-year-old as well, a therapist. For whatever reason.
He went to therapist, and the therapist, it came out that he never said that the mother told him to say that.
Okay. Well, I think what you need to say to the 9-year-old, you can't say it, but dad needs to say it, look, don't cry wolf. That if you're feeling sad about something, you need to tell me. But you don't want to be part of a conflict between your boyfriend and his ex, or your boyfriend and the 9-year-old. The 9-year-old will sort things out for himself, but for right now, the obvious thing to do is just stop including the kids.
Okay. And is there a way, counteract the damage that she's doing, even if I'm not, like, directly in the picture, just for him to be able to help the son deal with all the things that are going on?
Well, I don't understand what the question. Say the question again.
Okay, because is there a way to help for the father to talk to the son to help him deal with the situation that's going on? That the
I wouldn't do it because you're not going to be impartial, Sugar Plum. You're going to say she's the wicked.
Not me.
You mean
for to talk to the son.
Well, but I mean, that's you become the therapist at that moment. Let your boyfriend work it out for himself. If he needs to go to therapy with his son, that's fine. If the two of the he and his ex need to go to therapy around issues with his son, you stay out of it.
Okay.
Because there's no good role for you here.
Okay. Well, what triggered me actually to call was because since all this is happening, so he had made plans unbeknownst to me to go on a trip with his sister-in-law, because he can't go with me because the son has like shut down, but he didn't tell me anything until today, and it's been.
But honey, that's even more reason for you to just be sweet and adorable and say, look, you know, I called Brown about this because I was upset, and, you know, I sort of feel like somehow I'm being disrespected, but she told me that you know, for whatever reason, that we should sort of stop doing the family thing, and I don't want to put you in the middle. You and your ex may need to work out some issues. You and your son, it's really important to me that you and your son have a good relationship, so I'm willing to back off for a while, and do, because there's no other role for you, Sugar. I mean, anything else makes you look like the Wicked Witch of the West, and you don't want that role. So just back off. And who knows? Somewhere, the two of you, who knows, kiddo? It may, as I said, have been some silly comment that the 9-year-old meant. He may have said, I want to go live with Dad because Anna's cooler than you are. Who knows? I mean, you're not going to know. Just back off. Whether this guy is going to be in your future or not, a little unclear, but the major cause of the breakup of second marriages is kids left over from the first, especially on the dad's part. So you don't, walk away from this, that who knows what's going on. We don't know what's going on with them. And making the 9-year-old's mom, the Wicked Witch of the West, does you no good whatsoever. It just doesn't buy you anything.
except a lot of grief. So back off and say, look, I get it. I get it that for whatever reason there's some problems here. So you and I will have separate time with each other where we're not involved with the kids. If the kids want to have a relationship separate from ours, that's up to them. You've got your ex has been in your life longer than I have. You need to make sure that that relationship's okay. And just back off a little bit. Because there's anything else makes it's going to get you in more trouble than it's worth. And who knows? I mean, this guy may or may not. We just don't know what's really going on here. There are just too many imponderables. And yeah, I get that. And you saying to your boyfriend, hey, what's going on here? Why is he sitting in the front seat and I'm sitting in the back? Makes you look like the Wicked Witch. So, you know, I mean, it's not that you're wrong. It's just that it's going to get you no place in any positive way. Let him work it out. It's not your problem.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
I know. It's not. I can hear you thinking, she didn't get it. You know, what are you know? But I do. There's just no good role for you except to back off and be cheerful and let him work it out. And if the two of you are spending a whole lot less time together, then he's got to figure out what he's going to do about that.
Mm-hmm.
But him saying to the 9-year-old, you have to treat Anna better, it is a disaster. It won't work any more than you saying to your daughter, who at some point may not like one of your boyfriends and is going to be horrible to him, and you saying you have to be nice to him, you're going to start a war. And she'll say, I'm going to go to Dad. You can't tell me to do that. He's not my dad. I mean, it's just, blended families are chunky. They're not really all that blended. And a 9-year-old is a tough age. So back off. See what happens. Be curious, not furious. And don't get your feelings hurt about this, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.